Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself. Hey, my Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting family. If this podcast is helping you live in a body you love, teach you about how to stop the up and down with the yo-yo, the weight loss, you know, share it. Help me out. I made this podcast because it was something I needed. And if you're listening to it and it's helping you, share it with someone that you think might help too. So whether that's you put it on your Facebook, your Instagram story, or text it to a friend, let's get the word out that there is a solution. This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program. All right. When I got started, I was so ready to learn how to lose weight and keep it off. I was tired of gaining weight and losing weight, hitting my goal weight only for the new clothes I just bought to not fit a few short months later. I really wanted to learn how to live in a body I loved. I wanted to stop being on a diet and off a diet. I wanted to start living. I wanted to feel confident living in a body I loved most of the time. If you're listening to this podcast, you probably want that too. So let's dive in and let's talk about the biggest things that have really helped me to overall keep a body that feels great for me. Because I didn't know how to do this before. So I'm going to let you in on a few real secrets. So the first thing we got to do is ditch that diet mentality of saying today I'm on a diet and if I don't eat 100% perfect, I'm going to start again tomorrow. And before I start again tomorrow, I'm going to eat all the junk food in the world and then feel like crap. Losing weight and keeping it off means finding a sustainable, yes, something I can do every day for the rest of my life and realistic way of eating that you can really hold on to. Living in a body you love that might be a smaller size body than a body you have now is really about change. It's about balance and realism for the rest of your freaking life. And what we can do over time changes. So what I could live with 2 years ago when I was just getting started, for example, the thought of eating egg whites again, I was like, ugh. I can't even fathom it. Today, I get a ton of my protein intake in from egg whites. But you know what I can do in the beginning really changes over time. So if you see me eating egg whites and you're like, I would never, you know, each healthy change we make can lead to more healthy changes. And it didn't start out that way. What you see in what I do today is super different from what I did starting out. And it's about figuring out what's sustainable for the rest of your life. And the more we do, the more we do. The less we do, the less we do. So today we're going to talk about 6 keys to stop that diet mentality so we can start living in the body we love, manage our body weight, and keep on track. All right. So the first thing is you are always on a diet. What? What, Amber? I'm always on a diet? You always have to be on a diet? Yeah, you're always eating a diet. It might be a healthy diet or an unhealthy diet, but you're always eating some diet. You might be on the junk food, cookies, and chips diet right now. Maybe you have a muffin for breakfast, a muffin for snack. At lunch, you have a plate of pasta for afternoon snack. You have a bag of chips for dinner. You have some breakfast cereal. A night snack is another bag of chips. That's a diet. It's just not a healthy diet. So you're always on a diet and we want to stop the mentality of saying, oh, I'm going on a diet. No, you're changing your way of eating, which is going to change the composition of your diet, but you're always eating a diet. So we want to stop that saying, I'm going to start again tomorrow and making, you know what, say I eat 5 times in a day. If I have one meal that is off track, even if I have 2, overall, consistently, I'm doing pretty good. So remember, your way of eating is always on a diet. It's not something that I'm going to be on today and off tomorrow. Losing weight and keeping it off for the long haul has been all about sustainability. It's been all about real things that I can practically do for the long haul. So initially, I was eating a lot of snacks and junk food. Charcuterie boards was something we were having a lot every night. And it was making a choice to change eating cheeses and crackers late at night to popcorn. And then from popcorn, it went to Greek yogurt. And over time, it's been a progression. We're always eating a diet, but think about sustainable changes that are better. Better leads to more better. So keep that in mind. Next, stop expecting your weight to be a fixed number. So I used to think, okay, I need to get my weight to 135 pounds. That was a number I would always fixate on. And if my weight went up to 136 or 137, I would start to freak out. Yeah, so your weight isn't fixed. It fluctuates every day based on how much water you've had or how much salt you've had, or maybe you had more carbohydrates. Maybe you haven't had a bowel movement. Just saying. Stop expecting your weight to be a fixed number and stop expecting that fixed number to be the same all the time. I have a lot more muscle mass on me now, and hitting that 135 is actually really difficult. I don't even know if I can still be 135 pounds. So stop expecting your weight to be your high school weight or a fixed number. Body weight fluctuates. You are always changing. You are always dynamic. You are not static. So next time you step on the scale and you freak out, whew, take a deep breath. You're not going to be a static, stable body weight. You're going to have a range, a healthy weight range. So it might be 5 pounds, it could be 7 pounds, but think about it as a range you feel comfortable and stop expecting yourself to be the same all the time. Next. The huge, huge thing for me was to avoid sugar binges. And why I needed to avoid sugar binges, because that was one of the biggest things that led to my personal weight gain a lot of the time. I could not out-exercise the amount of sugar I was consuming. And then the more I ate sugar, you know, I would have huge spikes in my insulin and I would have my cortisol just way up all the time, which led to fatigue and burnout and tired. And because I was so tired and fatigued, I needed more sugar to keep going. I was chronically lighting up the dopamine pleasure center in my brain. I had to learn to stop that. Like, I really had to learn to stop that, which was a lot of work. I had to really practice things like eating balanced meals. So that meant intentionally planning and cooking. So intentionally figuring out a carbohydrate, a fat, a protein, some veggies to go into my meals. And the more meals I had that were a combination of a protein, fat, and a fiber, the better I felt most of the time. So the more I ate balanced foods, the better I did overall. When I only eat one food group, I start to feel like, not good. Not good, like blah. So the balance of food is key to getting in all your macro and micronutrients so you feel good overall. The next thing is sleep. It is one of the most underutilized weight loss tools. Guys, if you're not sleeping, you know, our body absorbs nutrients, it breaks down food, it burns fat, and helps really with that process when we are asleep. Also, if you don't sleep enough, have you ever had one of those days where, you know, the next day you're like craving carbs because you want energy because you have not slept, or you're trying to just be alive on coffee? Okay, guys, get enough sleep, like 7 to 9 hours. Maybe you're a person that can only do 6. Maybe you're a person that needs 10, but get in your sleep. Next, move your freaking body, guys. Move your body. We all know that moving our body is great for overall weight management. Another thing, it's one of the best natural remedies for depression and low move. So move, move, move. The next thing is it helps control your body weight. So movement is everything. And do movement you love. Like, I used to try to grind it out on the treadmill or elliptical, but the truth was I hated the treadmill and elliptical. So I am dedicated to making fitness fun. Like this weekend, I am all about doing hikes that are either in the city or nearby the city. So we went for a 25-minute drive and found a beautiful hike that I went on with my lovely fiance and my little puppy. And we moved our bodies doing something fun. We had a great time, took a great picture. It's up on Instagram. And we moved our bodies. And it doesn't have to be the biggest workout ever, but it has to be fun. Like, I'm getting into playing volleyball, which I played a lot of my life. I started taking dance classes. In the past, I've been super into spin, super into yoga. But what I like changes, just like my food taste changes, just like my clothes change. And so it's really about finding that consistent way to move your body. So here's the thing. Ditch that freaking diet mentality. Ditch it. Stop it. And saying every day, I am committed to healthy habits. Every day, I'm committed to creating the best freaking life for myself. You hear me? Because when I remember that I have a choice about the food I put in my mouth, I stop expecting myself to be a fixed weight. When I avoid sugar binges, when I eat in balance, when I sleep, and when I move, guys, I am the best version of myself. I can show up. I can do more. I can go further. I can crush more goals. I can have a life beyond my wildest dreams. And you can too. It's out there. It's for you. So get started. What are you waiting for? Start living. Stop crazy dieting. Think about sustainable habits for the rest of your life. What is one thing you can start with today that you commit to? Yep. You know, it might be setting your bedtime, a standard rise time and a standard sleep time. It might be planning out all of your food for the week. So you're figuring out, you know, which foods are you going to have for lunch and for dinner that are a bit more balanced so you don't end up eating breakfast cereal. Just simple changes. Make a plan and get consistent. Start small, pick one or two things at a time and do them until you've developed competence or mastery and then add on. You don't need to change everything right now, but you need to get started. So stop saying you're going to start tomorrow. At every next moment, you have the choice to do the next right thing. So stop waiting for someone else to do it for you. Get out of your rut and take control of your life. You with me? Stop dieting and start living. Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions. So please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.